Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today, we're going to be diving into vertigo, specifically vertigo secondary to sinus pressure or sinus infections, which is something I've been seeing in my practice here the last couple of weeks as the weather's changing a lot more often than not. So we're going to be diving into that topic today. But before I do that, as always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can call that number, leave a voicemail, or talk to one of our team members. If not, you can also text that number again, 937-552-7364. You can also find these shows, any other shows we've done in the past as well, on podcast via iTunes. So you can search for Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. We're going to be diving into whatever topic I talk about in that week, and you can share with friends and family. And you can also listen to it a second time and get those health tips and pointers to be able to obviously live a healthier life. So, of course, as always, I like to get started by sharing why it is that I get on radio every single week, and why it is that I talk about a different topic, and obviously I dive into, these topics in great detail to put it in terms that you can understand so you can actually do something about it. And that's because of my mom. So my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer 10 years ago, February of 2014, calls me to tell me about it. She starts crying on the phone. Of course, I start crying on the phone as my mom is my hero. I saw that woman struggle day in and day out, single mother of three, put food on the table, roof over our heads, over and over and over. So I know she had tenacity and strength, and I'm like, what are you going to do, hero? That's what I was thinking in my brain. Like, what are you going to do? Like, you've always gotten through everything else I've seen you go through when I was obviously a child. So, like, what are you going to do now? She says, son, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing the conventional treatment. I'm not doing chemotherapy, radiation. And I'm like, well, wow, I'm blown away. I'm like, okay, well, if you're not going to do the conventional treatment, it is your body's your choice. And I get that, right? Like, is your however you want to approach that, obviously that's a crazy. But obviously, if you're not going to do the conventional treatment, you still got to do something. So I'm like, you know what? I am learning in school right now when I was in chiropractic school at the time. I'm learning in school about, where true health and healing comes from, how the body heals, et cetera. So I'm like, let's get your spine checked because I know your brain controls your body. It does it through the spinal cord, out the nerves, to every single cell, tissue, organ in your body. I'm like, let's get your spine checked and see if things are in alignment or out of alignment. So we got her spine checked. And when you look at somebody's neck from the side, you should have a nice C shape open to the back, right? You look at somebody from the profile, so towards their back, there should be like a C shape in the opening of the C should be towards their back. So it should be a nice C shape curve in your neck. When we looked at my mom's x-ray and we saw it, we saw that her neck, instead of being a C, it was actually like straight, like an I or a lowercase L. So I'm like, whoa, that's not normal. She has 0 degrees out of 45 degrees, which is not normal. Then from front to back, when you're supposed to be completely straight, like an I, literally my mom was a C. She had a C-shaped actual bend in the middle between her shoulder blades in her upper thoracic region. When I looked at that further, I analyzed where the nerves that came out of there went, and I'm like, those nerves go to the breast tissue, heart, lungs, etc. I'm like, not surprising, not necessarily that it's causing that problem, but, I mean, it can't be helping anything. And, when I saw it, I'm like, this makes so much sense, and it explains why my mom would struggle with upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, chronic sinus infections, and every single time she went to the doctor, she always got the same answer. She always got the answer of medications, right? So I ultimately asked my mom, like, why now are you deciding to do things different? So, son, it's simple. I finally realized that I can die, and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. So four of those grandchildren she's talking about are my kids. Eden, who's 10 years old, Eve, who's 8, Jean-Luc, who's 5, and Ellery, who's 2.5 years old. So my mom decided to do things different. My mom decided to take her health into her own hands to afford my kids, nieces, and nephews the opportunity of having a grandma in the future. I'm thankful, happy, and blessed to report, again, a decade now later, my mom is still alive today. Even though her doctors told her, you're going to be dead in 6 months if you don't follow our treatment, my mom is still alive today. Yes, she's managing everything with medical, alternative medicine, etc., but she's still alive today, which is what matters. So, you know, she took responsibility for her health. The question I always challenge everybody with every single week is, who is responsible for your health, right? Are you responsible for your health, or is your doctor, or is your spouse? Or do you don't believe anybody's responsible for their health, right? You have to figure out who's responsible for your health, and then once you figure out who that person is, typically is you, then you have to get that person to do something about it. Whether it's going to continue to get drugs and surgeries, going to specialists, taking a little baggy Ziploc bag with like 15 bottles in there, that's all good. That's if that's what you want to do, there's a system for that, and that system works, obviously, to help you manage your symptoms, right? But if you want to do something different, obviously there's another approach, right? And that is natural preventative healthcare. And that's exactly what's happening in our country right now, because people are finally realizing, you know what? I'm going to stop putting a Band-Aid on some of these symptoms that I have that are actually things that I can do and not out of my control. They're in my control that I can actually do something about, and I can actually get myself healthier. So if that is you, you're listening to the show for that reason, because literally at the end of the day, it's ultimately up to you for you to do something about your health so you can actually be a blessing to your family, that can be a blessing to you, rather than you becoming a statistic like a lot of people do every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year, unfortunately, by the thousands or millions, right? So we're talking about vertigo specifically when it comes post or pre an actual sinus infection or a head cold. So not necessarily sinus infection or head cold, you know, either one of those things, or even post-nasal drip, all those things can actually cause vertigo. So, but before I dive into, you know, how it's related, et cetera, I want to talk about what, you know, obviously vertigo is. And furthermore, why is it that you feel vertigo, right? So if you've never had vertigo and you don't know what it is, vertigo is a sensation of feeling off balance. You feel off, like almost like you have the dizzy feeling, like dizzy spells, and the room is spinning, but you're not. Or you move your head very quickly and you feel like, you know, like the room is still moving afterwards. That's what vertigo is, right? So it's essentially this false feeling of movement or motion that you're actually not experiencing from the outside in, but from the inside out, your body's telling you you are, right? So that's literally the explanation from vertigo, right? So vertigo is not very fun when you have it. Actually, in this past, let's call it 3 weeks, we've had, and again, it's like, so winter was happening, people were getting colds, and that crazy flu season went by, right? You know, the very severe flu that we saw, you know, because people's immune systems did not get a chance to fight for the last few years, you know. So basically, people were having these crazy flus, et cetera, and people kept on coming in. It's like, Dr. Juan, I feel off balance. I feel a little off. I feel a little dizzy, et cetera, right? So that actual feeling off was vertigo. And then now, as the weather is changing, in the winter it wasn't terrible, but I want to say between, let's call it, like, you know, mid-December all the way to, you know, end of February, beginning of March, I saw maybe, you know, 3 to 4 cases. In the last 2-3 weeks, I've seen like 7 cases of vertigo in our practice. Again, and the question I always ask, if you're a patient of mine and you're listening because you enjoy learning different stuff, if you're a patient of mine and you come in the office and you say, hey, Dr. Juan, I feel off, I feel like I have a little bit of vertigo or something like that, the first question I'm going to always ask you, for the most part, is going to be, number one, especially when it's cold outside, have you have any sinus issues, cold, et cetera, et cetera? That's like the most common reason why people have vertigo. Then, of course, the next one will be like, did you have any trauma, falls, et cetera? And then furthermore, are you having other symptoms, et cetera? And then obviously I'm trying to differential diagnose to make sure you're not having a major health issue. We have to be able to identify emergencies in our practice and be able to refer them out effectively to where there should be, right? And call the, obviously, you know, the emergency systems if needed, right? But at the end of the day, though, we go through this questionnaire to make sure that we're not dealing with something serious. Once you say, yes, I've had sinus, this and the other, I have not hit my head, I haven't had anything else crazy, then I'm going to more likely say than not that it's probably due to your sinus pressure, right? So I know that's kind of perplexing to some people, but that is exactly what happens, right? So a lot of you have had the issue in where your nose is really stuffy. You can't breathe out of your nose. You're kind of mouth breathing, right? Which we all know is a thing, and it was also not good. But you're dealing with congestion. You can't really sleep, et cetera, right? So basically, you know, whenever you have that feeling of congestion, you ever notice how, like, you kind of feel, like, spacey? I remember this this commercial from, I think it's Sudafed. And again, that's just an over-the-counter drug, which I think now is controlled because it's got, like, the precursor for codeine or something like that. Anyway, so, again, off topic. But at the end of the day, there's a commercial in where somebody's all stuffy, their nose is all red because they've been blowing it, et cetera. And then, like, then their head detaches from them, and it goes, like, on a balloon, like a, you know, helium-filled balloon, and they're holding their head in their hand. They're holding the balloon head via string above them because it's floating, trying to float away because that's how they feel, right? That's a very real depiction of how you feel when you have all this pressure in your face, your sinuses, your head. Well, that pressure equalization system is not only the sinuses, which are open air cavities inside of your actual face and skull bones, right? It's also that equalizing of pressure happens via the ears. So if your ears and you have sinuses, again, it's all keeping equal pressure on the inside as the outside, are trying to, at least, right? So whenever there's a change in that pressurization of exchange of airflow from the inside to the outside via the sinuses, that pressure can change and increase pressure or lower it, right? And that can cause an abnormal actual cascade of events that would lead then to the inside of the inner ear, which is what actually depicts our reality of movement and motion and equilibrium, that would then be thrown off. And that's how it happens. So you ever blow your nose so hard, like, your ears pop? That's literally, like, the actual example vividly. If you've ever had that happen to you, ever done that, that is a depiction of what I'm talking about. Literally, the equalization of pressures doesn't happen all that well because there's gunk in the way, not allowing that air exchange to happen easily because your sinuses are stuffy, then causing, obviously, you know, equilibrium, motion issues inside of the inner ear. So I got to take a quick break here. On the next segment, I'm going to dive into a little bit more into that, and then I want to talk about what you can do when you do have vertigo because of sinus issues / cold. So gotta take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO, Dayton Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. Obviously, you can text the word dinner if you want to come to our upcoming dinner. Our dinner is on April 15th at 6:30 p.m. Basil's in Troy. At that dinner, I'm going to just dive into how it is that we approach health in our practice and how it is that we help people achieve health naturally without drugs and surgery, and also assist people in their healing process so their bodies can function effectively. So if you're interested in learning more about that, and obviously we go through the topic of the central nervous system, how it functions, the alignment of the central nervous system, and where true health and healing comes from. So what is health, right? That's the topic and what I focus on talking about at the dinner. If you're interested in learning more about that, again, you can text the word dinner to 937-552-7364. You can come by yourself. You can bring up to 4 of your friends. It's free dinner. You come, you listen. If it makes sense, you make an appointment. If it doesn't make sense, then you leave there with a belly full of food. And again, hopefully you remember us in case you ever need something in the future. If not, you can try somebody else, and that's absolutely okay also. Again, you know, dinner with the doc, April 15th, 6:30 p.m., Basil's in Troy. If you want to come, you can call or text 937-552-7364. So on the previous segment, I was talking about vertigo if you're just joining us, we're talking about vertigo and how vertigo is something that goes hand in hand sometimes with actual sinus pressure along with colds, etc. So I talked a little bit about how that happens. Again, it's equalization of pressure because of the air cavities that the sinuses are, just open air cavities inside of our bones, the facial bones and the skull bones, some of the skull bones. So basically, if that equalization of pressure doesn't happen properly, it can cause equilibrium issues, creating this motion feeling, even though you're not moving, right? So some of the symptoms behind vertigo are the following. So you can feel like you're spinning, right? Or tilting to one side or the other. You feel like when you're standing still, you kind of sway back and forth or side to side, right? You can also just feel unbalanced. Like you feel like off balance completely. And you can feel also like, you know, like you're going in one direction. So if you're walking down the hall, like you're feeling like you're, you know, leaning towards the left really bad. So you overcompensate by going to the right and then you like run into the wall as you're walking. Also, it may create secondary symptoms that are also associated with vertigo, such as feeling nauseated, right? So you can also vomit from it. So then there's another thing that is called nystagmus, which is abnormal jerking eye movement. So the eyes will like twitch and like flutter kind of. Basically like when you get off of, what is that thing called? The merry-go-round, right? Where, not the carousel, but the merry-go-round where you go pretty fast, right? So basically that merry-go-round will cause you to your head to kind of feel like it's still spinning and your eyes are kind of just, you know, continuing. That's what nystagmus is, right? And of course, you can also get headaches, sweating, ringing in the ears, et cetera, as well when it comes to vertigo. So that's what vertigo feels like. And that's exactly what you would feel as far as symptoms go when you have vertigo, especially obviously during, sinus pressure or cold. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's Zone Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you're created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. As always, my job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you back to the show. If you're just joining us today, we're diving into the topic of vertigo. And obviously, vertigo is secondary to sinus infection, head colds, etc., and just sinus pressure or drainage. So we're going to be diving into that a little bit further. So today, on the previous segments, I talked about what vertigo is, what it isn't, some of the different things that actually happen. So obviously, I want to also cover a couple other things, but before I do that, I want to also remind you that we do have a dinner coming up on the 15th of April at 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. Again, the dinner is designed for you to come, listen, learn, and apply. So again, it's a free event. You come and you kind of, it's a icebreaker essentially. You get to, you know, ask questions about what we do, understand the principles and the idea of what we actually do as, you know, as full life chiropractic, and how we actually approach health naturally without drugs and surgery. So I talk about that. And then obviously, if it makes sense to you, you can make an appointment. If not, then you can leave there with a belly full of food. And again, hopefully you remember us in the future if you need help. So again, that dinner is on the 15th of April at 6:30 p.m. Basil's in Troy. It's free. You can text the word dinner to 937-552-7364 if you're interested in actually attending that dinner. So again, diving into the topic of vertigo once again, and just a little bit deeper. So I want to go through what happens typically with vertigo, and especially when it gets really bad. So a lot of people, let's go through the different levels. So a lot of people just have like just a regular motion sickness a little bit when you change position. So you go from standing, sitting, laying down, et cetera, et cetera. So that causes a lot of vertigo. in some people, right? So, but also sometimes just from moving your head can also cause vertigo as well. So then that would be clearly an issue if you're trying to move, etc., and it can actually create this motion from moving your head side to side, right? So that's definitely another way that it can happen. So that's kind of the lower level of vertigo, right? But then the other levels are actually going from the sitting to standing or laying to standing or getting up, and that can even be more detrimental, and that would then be in where you sit up really, really quickly, and then you're sitting there like spinning and you're trying to hang on for dear life because you think you actually are moving. So that's the next level, right? The highest level is the one that like you can't even move. You can't even function. You're in bed all day, etc. So typically that's not what we see. What we see in our office is the first two levels. That's, you know, the levels that I kind of, you know, I see in my office. Typically when they're that bad, they can get out of bed. Clearly they're not going anywhere. People just wait for it to pass, right? So first level, I feel a little bit of motion, you know, sickness kind of off feeling. Obviously that's an issue. The next level after that, obviously, would be then, you know, way higher in the sense of like, hey, I got to do something about it. And that's where typically patients bring it up. So in that level and where you move very quickly and it kind of happens and it subsides, typically happens when you do have a sinus infection or something as such, because the sinuses are occluding the passage of air, the proper passage of air, from one ear to the other, that then throws off the pressure. That pressure then causes just a, again, not trying to get all scientific, a cascade of events inside of the inner ear, just not allowing that pressure to equalize. And sometimes also, just because of other things you've done in the past, you might have actual crystals inside. There's crystals that are inside of the actual inner ear in this like fluid medium. And again, I'm trying to keep it layman's term, right? And it's fluid medium. These crystals can dislodge and actually get out of their compartment they should be in, essentially. And then they can also create that actual feeling of movement. Again, ENT can probably explain it 90 million times better in all the really big words. Of course, I'm not talking to other doctors. This is for you, the layperson that just happens to be driving today on a Saturday, right? But literally, if you have one of those crystals that's dislodged, it can also be exacerbated when you have a cold or a, you know, sinus infection, etc. So basically, what happens is that that motion continues to happen. So our patients that show up that have that really, really bad, not third level, super high, like can't even drive or get in a car or get out of bed, but that second level, like, man, I feel just really off whenever I move very fast, etc. What we do in our practice, we do the Epley's maneuver, right? So that's like when that level of like severity is level two. It's like, man, like I can't really do too much. I'm kind of like holding my head straight ahead. I don't want to do too much because I feel like I'm going to fall over, etc. That is what we do in our practice. Epley's maneuver is designed to basically get, if it is a crystal in your ear that's dislodged, to get it back in position. So we do that in our practice, and it works really well. It works tremendous for the patient, you know, and it quite makes the symptomatology go away almost completely or significantly reduces it, right? So that's like level two style care. Level one is whenever you're like, man, I feel just off a little bit of actual, you know, sinus pressure. I just got done being sick, but I still feel like I'm motioning like I'm on a boat or I'm off, right? So what happens there is that we actually, yes, we do the spinal adjustment on the patient, like a typical chiropractic adjustment for that person based off of their x-rays and everything we found, right? And then after that, once the patient is done getting the chiropractic spinal adjustment, we utilize a tool called an arthrostem, and it's arthro joint stem stimulation. So this tool is almost looks like a massage gun, but it's like a really way like higher quality. It lasts forever. They do break, but they get refurbished, etc. But it's a very specific you know, adjusting tool, and it also does a lot of muscle work as well. So that tool, we utilize it kind of like in an orthodox way. And we put an attachment on it that's like way softer than the other attachments, which are a little bit more rigid because they're like very tough rubber style. So what we do is we actually then vibrate that on the muscle relaxation setting across the patient's forehead to, you know, target the frontal sinuses, and then the maxillary sinuses on the right and left cheeks, on the face of the patient, right? And then that immediately, mostly immediately, causes a change in blood flow into those sinuses, and a lot of patients will start feeling some drainage and also opening up of the sinuses because of the vibration. It's a mechanical motion causing that mucus almost to, like, you know, slide down and out of position so the body can get rid of it. So think of it like something that's very viscous and sticky, like syrup, right? Like maple syrup that you put on pancakes, and it's just a little gooier than that. That's what your sinuses are like when they're really stuffed, right? And moving a little less, you know, a little slower than, you know, maple syrup would, or more like, you know, like a Jello slash maple syrup together, right? So that's moving very slow. Now, just imagine if that was stuck to like the side of a cup, like a glass cup you have in your hand. If you were to shake it, the motion of it dripping down would actually increase faster. Like the motion and the speed of it would increase. That's what we're doing when we utilize that actual vibrating, you know, the vibrating session on the actual arthrostem on the forehead, right? So that's what we're doing, motivating movement and also blood flow, which then helps with that drainage, right? So that's number one thing we do whenever people are like, Dr. Juan, I have vertigo. I feel like I'm off. My ears have a bunch of pressure, etc. We start with that. The second thing we do is we actually adjust the ears. I know it sounds crazy, and I understand, like, people are like, well, you chiropractor always doing weird stuff. It's nothing weird about it, literally. There's actually literature supporting that, the chiropractic ear adjustment, which I know, again, sounds weird, but we actually basically grab the bottom of the earlobe and we gently pull straight down and out, and basically release the, there's a muscle right underneath the eustachian tube. It's a muscle tendon that gets kind of taut and tight just because of life, you know, chewing, stress, et cetera, et cetera. We tug on the ear slightly out and forward and down. And then what it does, it actually, sometimes you'll hear a pop, and patients that are listening to this right now are probably laughing because I've done it to them. And they're like, wait a minute, what was that? Their ear will just pop. And then basically causes the eustachian tube to relax and also the angle that it's supposed to be at to be achieved a little bit better, and basically opens up the actual canal from the inner ear all the way down to the back of your throat. Because if, I don't know if you knew this or not, but your ears drain to the back of your throat. So basically, whenever, because that's how you can clear your ears, like when you're in an airplane, the pressure, you kind of yawn and you do that whole thing and it, ears pop, right? That's the whole mechanism, right? So the actual canal then would be cleared to allow the equalization of pressure and air to happen more effectively. And then that takes that pressure off of the inner ear, then allowing the inner ear to literally be stable, so then you don't have actual vertigo. So that's literally like the whole big idea and how we actually help it at level 1/level 2, right? Level 3, you're in bed, you can't get out of bed, you can't drive, you're probably not coming to my office, you probably don't want me to come to your house because clearly you're not doing all that great, so we don't even obviously do anything at that moment. And again, if you're that horrible, it could be something more serious, so clearly obviously getting to the hospital would be the ideal thing you do at that moment. But with everybody else, when they're at that level 1 or level 2, that's what we do. We actually get the sinuses to start draining. Then we do the ear adjustment. Of course, also, too, we know based on the anatomy of the body that the nerves that come out of that upper cervical region, so C1, C2, cervical vertebral 1, cervical vertebral number 2, especially C2, the nerves that come out of there have a lot to do with the innervation of the actual sinuses. So if those nerves are irritated, the end tissue those nerves go to, the sinuses, would be irritated also. So if your neck, so if you have a sinus headache or you have sinus problems, right, and you touch your neck at the base where like your hairline at the back of your head would start and you feel that bump right there and you press on that and you press on it kind of, you know, not hard, but you press on it a little bit, sometimes you'll notice it releases your sinus pressure or it feels just good. That typically means that that vertebra is more likely than not out of place. If you were to like massage your neck and you feel that area, right, kind of below your earlobe, that's C1. Again, that would also be a good indicator like, oh, wow, there's something out of place here, something tight. So again, getting those things adjusted by a chiropractor, right, literally would then allow those nerves to have better free flow, allowing them to control those end tissues, the sinuses, better, therefore reducing the inflammation, irritation, etc. And this is how we achieve people being able to get rid of, you know, the symptomatology associated with a cold or a sinus infection or even associated with allergies. So I have to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dave Zuzan Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. You can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can also find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. So again, there's a million and one ways to get a hold of us. So obviously today we're diving back into the topic of vertigo, just finishing up here. So I want to just give you a couple of tips on what you can do if you don't have, obviously, if you live too far, you can never obviously go to, you know, come to our office, or you're just not into the chiropractic thing, and that's okay also, and you want to do something different. One of the top things you can do in order to actually help your vertigo, especially if it's associated with your sinuses, a cold or a flu or something along those lines, is going to be doing a nasal rinse, right? So especially with saline solution, right? The reason why is because you're going to start getting rid of the actual gunk or the actual sinus mucus that's forming up in that area to allow it to actually drain out of the appropriate area, so your body can then start equalizing the pressure, okay? So that's number one. Definitely something that I would highly recommend. Of course, if it's that bad and you've been suffering from it for a long time, you probably seeing an ENT would be a really, really good idea to see if there's something that they can do further. But right now, that nasal rinse and obviously reducing inflammation, especially by getting rid of the actual, getting rid of the irritants that are causing issues, you know, especially if you wear like colognes, perfumes, you're around like dust or pollen or something like that, you want to reduce that. But again, number one thing, even if you can't reduce it because your work requires it to be around it, you want to make sure you do a nasal rinse as much as possible. Second thing you can do is take some anti-inflammatory supplements, right? Not drugs, so not like NSAIDs, right? But you want to take anti-inflammatory supplements. So very, very important that you start adding to your actual, you know, routine some vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, and also you want to also increase, you know, things that are actually very powerful antioxidants, like, you know, alpha lipoic acid, and also vitamin E as well. So any antioxidant, and especially glutathione, and boosting your own glutathione levels with like things like NAC, N-acetylcysteine. So N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, vitamin D, all these things are going to be very powerful antioxidants. But again, some of you are like, Dr. Juan, I try the antioxidants. I am doing the nasal rinses, right? I'm actually even pulling on my ears right now as you're speaking, right? And you're still having vertigo. So again, especially if you're dealing with that recurring, you know, sinus issue, recurring colds that you get over and over, all those things, more likely than not, then you need obviously further help. This is exactly what we're here for. And obviously, if you don't live near here, go to another chiropractor if they know how to utilize, you know, the techniques to release the sinuses and also adjust the ears, by all means, right? But if you're close enough and you want to give us a try, by all means, obviously give it a shot, because clearly that's something we've seen a lot of patients have relief from, you know, in our practice. So, you know, I've had a patient actually text me a couple weeks ago randomly, say, hey, I can barely function. Like, she was between level 2 and level 3 when it came to vertigo. She's like, I can barely function. I can barely actually move. Like, what do I need to do? I never had vertigo in my life. What do I need to do? I'm like, you need to get to our office, right? If you can get to our office, somebody drove. So her husband brought her there, you know, to the office. And literally, we did the adjustment. We did Epley's maneuver. And by the way, vertigo symptomatology completely gone. Of course, literally release the sinuses, release the ears, And then obviously she was much better. Again, that's not the end-all be-all for everybody, right? But if you are in that position and we can actually help, that's something I would highly encourage you to explore, especially if you had vertigo ongoing, especially due to recurring sinus infections or colds, etc., and you can't really get rid of it. It's always there, just dormant, and it gets really bad certain days. So definitely something worth exploring. So folks, I am out of time today. We talked about vertigo. Again, reminder about our dinner on the 15th of April, 6:30 p.m., Basil's in Troy. If you want to learn more about what we do, by all means, come out. You can text the word dinner to 937-552-7364, or you can call our office. So again, thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO, Dangers and Talk. The power's on, the body heals.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.